Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly Efti. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the legal side of running a startup or a business.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And maybe some experiences that we had that we think could be useful to people to be aware of, some best practices, some mistakes we've seen a lot of founders make when it comes to the legal side of things and working with lawyers and contracts and all that stuff. But a disclaimer, we're not lawyers, right? And we don't claim to be lawyers. We're not experts. Anything we say in this podcast is not to be considered like formal legal advice. It's just two founders talking about, you know, their personal experiences, and if you learn something from that, that's cool, but don't use this instead of a lawyer for your legal questions. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is that, I don't know, I was talking to a founder last week, and they asked me about choosing a law firm, and that reminded me of some mistakes I've seen a lot of founders make and some mistakes we've made and some experiences and kind of opinions that I've formed over the years about like the legality of things when you're a startup, but also how to pick and choose a lawyer and how to think about that stuff. And I thought that there's a lot of mistakes people can make. So I thought we might be able, and I know you had like real legal troubles and you know a ton about this stuff. You know, I just thought there's some experiences that a lot of people could benefit from us sharing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the part of startups that I think people don't really think about because, you know, you don't, for one, you really think about it when you have legal trouble, right? Or you're doing some kind of, or you're negotiating a term sheet and raising money, or, you know, you're trying to really solidify enterprise contracts. So it's not something that many companies do, you know, often. One of the things in my experience has been that I've had like 5-figure and 6-figure monthly legal bills before because of a class action lawsuit that one of my companies faced, as well as like previous businesses, just legal was just a big deal. And so I've probably talked to more lawyers than anybody that's hearing this right now, unless they're a lawyer or in working in legal in some way. So yeah, I think it's a great topic. When you mentioned it, I was just like, oh yeah, I was reviewing a document for somebody yesterday, and it's one of those things where, like, honestly, like, even my business partners know that, like, I don't like reading those documents, and I've learned to and obviously gotten very good at it. The thing about those documents is they're usually in language that, you know, as a normal layman meaning non-legal human, non-lawyer, it's actually pretty tricky to understand these documents and try to decipher the words. So I'm going to start with my first tactical thing, which is, you know, you should interview your lawyers and really try to find the ones that can explain things to you in really simple terms and help you make decisions. Because one of the things about law and legal is oftentimes they don't make the decision for you. They present you with options and you have to pull out the right decision from them because their job isn't to tell you what to do. Their job is to present the various options to you and help you understand what the implications are.
All right. So I love that. And I wanna jump on that because it's definitely one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which is this. I think a lot of people have this idea, and I had it for sure, that you find a expert lawyer, and now you have somebody in your corner that will proactively and creatively problem solve with you or suggest ways to approach things in a better way and all that stuff. A lot of people place a lot of responsibility on the legal side to the lawyer. And my experience has been that most lawyers will not be very proactive, will not be creative at all in most cases, and will usually give you the most kind of, at first, the most basic answers. They'll try to optimize for being as correct as possible, as safe as possible, and if you, and they're not going to feel the responsibility to tell you, hey, you should structure this totally different and it could have all these benefits for you. They'll review what you give them and say, well, this looks fine. This is one little, you know, on 5.2.3.4, we should maybe change the language a little bit. They'll look a lot into the details, not often and not always into the big picture. And just the mental frame of mind of realizing that you are always going to be responsible for all the legal sides of your business, for all your contracts, for everything. And a lawyer is a resource that can help you answer your questions, be a sparring partner, but not the person that's responsible ultimately for all kind of the legal sides of your business. I think that mental frame of mind is very, very important, not to be disappointed and not to get into some real trouble, because you're assuming your law firm or your lawyer will take care of certain things that they may or may not take care of.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like these days, like they're there to tell you what the rules are and tell you what the options are, but the creativity doesn't come from them. The optionality of like what to do does definitely come from them. But if you don't ask them very good questions and don't go deep into understanding the implications yourself, I don't mean independent of them, but like literally it's about asking them questions. And what happens is you end up with these things that are sub-optimized just because the lawyer said, oh, this is the standard terms or whatever. I will go out there and say one thing. When it comes to the legal profession, there is no standard. There's no standard term sheet. There's no standard contract. I don't really care what the lawyer tells you, but there is no standard. Everything can be fudged, and everything in terms of legal usually has to do with more than one party, right? So it's like you and another party trying to sign this document. This is why it's not standard. It's always about the negotiation and the terms and things like that, regardless of what it is. And so if, you know, one other tip would be if when it comes to kind of legal and thinking about like what a lawyer can do for you and what they can't,